This is Free Talk Live. We're launching an hour number three of the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Again, that's toll-free. Our website is freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. We give them away. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your phone calls. That's what the show's about. And then if we get a chance, we'll jump into the email box. But first, your calls. We go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live, Gene. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you're on the amp line. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I haven't yet updated my blog on the China trip, but I plan to do that in the next day or so. So if there's anybody that wants to wait a day or two and check freewebs.com/Christian Anarchist, I should have pictures and everything up at that time. Right now I was going to talk about the double standards. This is just, you know, an informational kind of thing that's kind of interesting about the double standards between the cult members in the United States and the cult members in China pointing their fingers at each other and blaming them for different things. And a lot of this I've just gained off of news stories on the Internet, but there's a story where they criticize China for their crackdown on terrorism. So China's not, they killed five terrorists. I don't know if you know that. But
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, supposedly terrorists. You know, who knows what they were. But anyway, they shot five guys that they're claiming were terrorists over there.
Okay.
And so they're cracking down on terrorism. So they're learning a lesson, I guess, from us. And so the West now is criticizing China, saying they're overblowing their terrorism scare so that they can crack down on dissidents. Well, that's kind of a double standard because we're obviously overblowing the terrorism scare in this country.
Yeah, and isn't that exactly what's going on here? People are, I mean, there are peace groups that have been infiltrated by the cops to supposedly keep an eye on
FBI,
things.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. So it's easy for the cult members in this country to see the error of the cult members in China.
Mm. But and when you say cult members, you mean the people that believe in the government?
People who believe in government.
Right.
And then I found another example, just browsing through the news, of the opposite. Now, there's another article I came across where the USA cult members are criticizing, or the Chinese cult members are criticizing the USA guys for protectionism, unfair protectionism. They're claiming that since we won't sell, or since certain people in this country are prohibited from selling high-tech military stuff to China, that it's, you know, we're guilty of protectionism. Yet if I am a Chinese citizen and I want to buy a car made in the United States, guess what kind of tariffs I have to pay on a USA-made car?
Prodigious ones.
It's 100%.
Wow.
So let's say I want to buy that new Dodge Challenger and have it shipped to China. That's a $40,000 tariff on a $40,000 car.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of imported cars in China.
Isn't it that sort of, I mean, what you're pointing out here is something that has been going on for a long time, and that is this sort of nationocentric viewpoint that my nation or whatever, my country that I live in is the best, and all the other countries are substandard, and there's nothing wrong over here, and there's just something wrong with the rest of the world. It's that teen mentality that we see displayed within America in the political realm of Republicans versus Democrats. My side is right, the other side is wrong, doesn't matter what it is they're saying, it's my team, and, you know, I'm with them until the end. So it's sort of the same mentality, except on a country or a nationwide level, right?
It's basically a tactic used for controlling the masses, and you find the tactic used in China, on the Chinese people, although not as effectively, I would have to say, but it's very effectively used on the American people
to make them
wave that red, white, and blue and want to march off to Iraq and kill
it's very righteous.
All kinds of innocent people.
Yeah.
Now, so far, China hasn't fallen into that, but I do see a trend going that way in China, and that's going to be kind of scary if that actually happens, because we now have a $235 billion whatever trade deficit with China. That does not include the amount of cash on hand that Chinese people have that they have no place else to spend it but back here in the United States, and they're spending it by buying property. We actually have a friend My wife's best friend that she went to college with, her husband is a very well-known professor in China, and he makes a lot of money. And she makes pretty good money working as a high executive for another company.
Okay.
The bottom line is they've got a lot of money that they want to spend. What are they thinking of doing? They're thinking of buying property in the United States as an investment.
With the way the dollar is right now, everything's on sale by like 30%.
That's right. All these dollars went to China, and the only place for them to come back eventually is here. And what do we have to sell? We only have property to sell.
Interesting.
So when people claim, when they call up and they cry and they moan because all these foreigners are buying our property, it's because of the trade tactics that we've used over the past 30 years that's happening, because we've sent the only thing we've exported basically is dollars. They got to come back sooner or later.
Well, and it's also the Federal Reserve and the manipulation that they have done with the dollar. If our dollar was backed by something of value like gold or silver, like it was at one point, and don't give me that Great Depression crap. The dollar stopped being effectively backed by gold or silver in 1913, well before the Great Depression.
I don't think Gene was going to give you any crap.
No, I know he wasn't. I'm just thinking that's what pops into people's mind, yeah. And I know there's a lot of people listening. If our dollar was backed by something of value, then you wouldn't see it falling against other currencies. As a matter of fact, it would be the strongest currency in the world. Why don't other governments do that? Why don't they back their currency by gold and silver?
Because it doesn't benefit them.
The people in charge print the money, and they spend it at its current rate and then devalue the currency by adding more to the pool. They benefit from what we call fiat currency.
As long as they're on top.
Yeah.
Let's continue with your calls about what you want. Vince in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince.
Hello, Mark and Ian. How are you doing this evening?
What's on your mind?
Okay, I wanted to ask you guys about what do you think of... I got a little case here. It says this pizza delivery company is called Papa John's.
Yeah.
And these, what happened was the store delivery person, who was working in the retail counter, I guess, at the time, called the police in Westfield, Indiana, about these two gentlemen who bought pizzas from them. They went home to find the police there from the Westfield police. Found them there. They were charged with armed robbery.
They were charged with armed robbery?
Even though they bought the pizzas?
Even though they bought the pizzas. And the police then later determined, well, the gentleman that turned it in, because they had to charge him with false informing and all that. But what these two gentlemen tried to do was sue the pizza company as well as the delivery man.
Hmm.
And this judge here in Hamilton County, Hamilton Circuit Court judge, said that this had no claim or merit, even though these people were falsely arrested and falsely accused of a crime.
That's bizarre. What did they? Where did they get the idea of charging these guys with robbery? I don't understand. What was the
dispute? Well, it was called in by this person that was working at this pizza place, and that the guy later fled the place and they had to track him back down. And
so the delivery man was the bad guy here. Called in on these two guys. Maybe he knew them. Maybe he didn't like them or something like that, and just made some crap up. I don't see why Papa John should be, in any way responsible for the actions of an individual delivery man. I mean, if he's out there committing crimes while he's delivering pizzas, they should fire him. But it's not their responsibility.
No, this happened in their store. The guys went in, the two gentlemen went in there and bought the pizzas, and this guy tried to say that one of the guys had those little fanny packs. And thought he was pulling out a gun, which he didn't. He was pulling out his money. He paid for it. Huh. The guy on the video recording tape. But see, the judge here said that they ordered that it didn't have no claim, didn't have any claim. The Indiana Court of Appeals overturned the decision to throw it back and ordered it for it set to be tried by a trial by jury. That's my main point, is how does one judge have that authority?
Well, they can do whatever they want. I mean, that's what they do. They make decisions, and they hope that no one will appeal them. And And if they do, then they get, you know, then they can be overturned. And I wish them the best of luck in that. Vince, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. The judges don't have real authority. They just have a robe and men with guns who are willing to follow their every order. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo, prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we continue with your calls about what you want, we go to George in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George. George, you okay?
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
What's on your mind tonight?
Whatever you guys were just talking about, this whole show means absolutely nothing because we're going to die 2012. In fact, we're going to die 2009.
Wait, what's happening in 2009?
In the Bible, it says that Satan will have a 3.5-year control over the earth. And if 2012 is right and the Bible is right, which it is, then we'll start dying 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
why don't you just kill yourself now?
Yeah, that would send me to somewhere I don't want to go.
Really? No, wait. Here's
are you Catholic?
What?
Are you Catholic?
No, I'm Eastern Orthodox.
Oh, well, I don't know much about Eastern Orthodox, but to my understanding, only the Catholics believe that, killing yourself, suicide, will send you to hell.
Right. Why would anybody who's a religious person, and I am not, but why would anybody who had that belief system that what you said was Satan was going to rule over the earth for 3 years, why would you want to go through that? I mean, wouldn't that be pretty awful?
Well, yeah, but at the end of the 3 years, you get to see the earth rebuilt and... being dead.
So, now, Mark, have you ever heard of this viewpoint before?
Yeah, I've heard it. Time's called the tribulation.
Isn't the usual...
But I thought it was 100 years. I'm sure that, people can... they can say what they want about the Bible.
I thought the
interpret
usual...
it the way they wish.
The story was that they take all the good Christians away first.
Yeah, a lot of people believe that the rapture will occur before the tribulation, and some people believe that it will occur after.
But you're saying that they're going to just, you're going to have to live through hell on earth, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And yeah. I think stuff is already happening because...
Yeah, what? Like what?
It talks about how people will start having the mark of the devil.
Mm.
And all those who have it will be automatically sent to hell. And anyways... Mm.
Now, what is the mark of the devil? What is the mark of the devil?
It's the...
No, that's why I'm asking you.
Unholy, it's the unholy trinity of the beast from the sea, the beast from the earth, and then Satan himself.
But wait, how is that a mark? That doesn't make sense
to me. It's it's 666.
Actually, it's 616. They found the Dead Sea Scrolls, and they differ with the Bible we've been given.
616. So you're saying that people are going to have that stamp on their forehead?
What's the Messiah's name?
Mashiach?
No,
yeah.
What's the Messiah's name, not his title?
Jesus Christ.
Nope, it's Yeheshua. Now, here's the point that I'd like to make, is that you're talking about a book that was translated from a language to another language, then to another language, and then finally into English. And for a God to hold me responsible by sending me to hell, that's the kind of responsibility I'm talking about.
Big responsibility.
Right, on the translation of a translation of a translation, seems really unfair to me. And do you believe that God's fair and just? Okay, then why would
he put you through 3 years of hell?
Yeah, why would he do that? Why would he send me to hell if on a translation of a translation of a translation, a religion that currently believes that its savior, has the name wrong?
Well, that you said translation of a translation of a translation. Well, I actually speak the same language that Jesus Christ spoke, so...
Well, is that fair? Would God allow you to speak the same language and then I don't? I mean, that doesn't seem fair. We're talking about a fair, just God, right?
don't know. You want to learn it? I could teach you some.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you know very much.
I'm not that interested in learning it. Thanks.
Yeah.
I believe, I believe there's a God, but I just don't believe any one of these hocus pocus religions from the past. Zoroastrianism has just as much claim and validity as Christianity does, or believing the Odinists, the Norse gods, or the Greek gods. Any of these religions are,
pick one.
I believe that you should be a good person, and I believe the Bible has a great deal to teach people. But when you start getting into the dogma of this stuff, there's been 2,000 years of mistakes, and the people that know a little bit about the Bible can start roasting you in a pit pretty quickly.
Now, isn't this just and fair God the same God that allegedly drowned everybody on Earth at one point?
Yeah, now you're getting way, way back there with the Noah story. You're in Genesis when... yes.
That is what allegedly
people were having sex with giants. So he had to.
Whatever that means.
Right. Well, they were having sex with angels, excuse me, and creating giants, or having sex with giants, and I don't know.
So people having sex with horses, that's apparently not a bad
enough
to flood
the whole
planet.
The internet today.
Yeah.
But remember, he gave Noah 600 years to build the ark out of gopher wood. It was 3 football fields long and 5 stories tall. So it took him a while, considering there was no power equipment.
Too.
Just him and... Yeah, well, he lived like 900 years. He was
awesome.
I think he was... But was he 600? Maybe no. He built it in 100 years. Excuse me. He built it in 100 years. He was 600 years old when God came to him and gave him the chore. And when you start talking about this nonsense, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. It covered Mount Ararat. I mean, when you're talking about like 10 feet of rain per second,
people will believe
it's incredible
anything,
or per minute.
They'll believe anything. I mean, if mommy and daddy,
they're still looking for the ark.
If mommy and daddy raised you to believe, fill in the blank religion, then that's what you accept as truth. If it was Greek mythology, then you'll believe in those gods.
That's fine and everything. Believe what you want. Don't get all upset about it.
This guy says the world's going to end.
Yeah, the world's going to end. Do not plan on the world ending in 2012.
Yeah. How will you feel if you're wrong? If you're one of those
people... I couldn't tell whether he was kidding or not.
I don't know either. I mean, some of them are just... I think he might have been for real. But...
Well, he said some things, he spoke in a language that I wasn't familiar with, and said he was Greek Orthodox. You don't come with that crap off the top of your head.
How do you feel if you're one of these crackpots that believes the world is going to end in 2012... And 2013 rolls around and
it doesn't.
You're still here. What is it that you tell yourself? How many of them will actually say, oh, crap, this whole religion thing, maybe I was all mixed up about it, versus how many of them will just start telling themselves another story? Oh, well, they just have gotten the calendar wrong. It's going to be 5 years from now.
They're just looking for the next end of the world. Look, I believe it was Paul that said the end of the world was coming soon when they wrote the Bible in, the first century. So where is it? Where's the soon? I mean, how soon is soon? To me, soon is not 2,000 years. There's no definition of soon that's 2,000 years. It might have been John on Patmos. I'm not sure. But
if you're sure about the world ending, get in touch with me before 2012, and we'll give you the AMP information. You can just empty your bank account into mine, and we'll take good care of that money for you since, we're all going to die. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed 2 products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only 1 tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with a whole bunch of our listeners, over a couple thousand, as a matter of fact, and over 350,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Continue taking your calls about whatever you want as we go to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, hon. Good evening.
Hello, Paula. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, y'all were just talking about 2012.
Are you a believer, too?
Okay, wait a minute. I'm from the House of David, okay? Remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway,
never
go
been
to
there.
AncientManuscripts.com. In 2012, there is a comet coming, and as a matter of fact, there is books that you were not told about that are there. They're in a book you can get. I've already got it. Anyway, it's books from Joseph Arimathea, Jesus himself, also from
sounds
the
like
Egyptians.
A real page turner.
Also,
right.
There is,
I've read the Gospel of Mary and the Gospel of Thomas, and
okay.
I think the Gospel of Judas. I think
yeah,
I've read
well,
those.
There's another one that talks
Judas
about
got bad,
you know
right.
2012, and there is a comet coming called
What's
the Destroyer.
What's it going to do? What's it going to do?
Okay, it's in your book of Revelation. Okay, it's
not
in,
my
it's
book.
And it tells you about, it says, the angel pick up a stone and throw it. It will be a comet called the Destroyer.
Mm,
it's going to hit in 2012, and it's going to hit the United States.
Mm.
It will be the city of Babylon, which is considered New York City.
Really?
Okay. and it will hit. And it said that nobody will ever be there again. It will be gone.
Is it just going to affect New York or the entire?
It will hit the. It, God calls it the city of Babylon. It talks all about the musicians will never be there again. I mean, it talks about it.
So which book? Right, which book predicts this? I'm sorry.
Okay, it's on ActionManuscripts.com, and it's there.
It's not a book of the Bible.
It's books that I'm going to tell you what happened. Okay,
apocryphal
these books.
Books
are written by Joseph Arimathea. There's two books from Jesus himself. There is books from the Egyptians. There
Man,
is
Jesus
two...
wrote something down?
Yeah.
Wait, let me explain. Okay, they wrote these. Okay, they were hidden in a church that Jesus had built in Britain. It's called Glastonbury.
Now, how did
how did Jesus get to Britain?
Okay, let me explain. Jesus went to Britain
He's
a lot.
Jesus,
he
man.
Loved Britain. And matter of fact, he went to India. He went to he went with his dad, Joseph Arimathea, to a lot of places. Anyway, he
I thought Joseph of Arimathea was the guy that gave Jesus
his uncle. His uncle, okay?
That's
and
painful.
Anyway, the thing is that these books were buried at Glastonbury. The Catholic Church tried to destroy them. They sent Longshanks there to try to find them, and he burnt the chapel down, which thank God he never got them. They were buried underneath the church in a metal box.
So let's talk about what's going to happen.
Okay,
your idea for what's going to happen.
The destroyer's
going to
hit, okay?
And it's going to take out New York City. But what about Connecticut? What about New Jersey?
It didn't mention if you'll get to Revelations, it's in chapter 19.
I'm not going to do that. You're
well,
just
anyway,
going to have to explain
it's
it.
There, and it talks about an angel picking up a stone and throwing it. Okay?
Yeah, you told us that. But what about Connecticut and New Jersey?
Well, I want to know about Philadelphia. Do they have
the
another name for Philadelphia? I know that New York's called Babylon. Do they have another name? Say, I don't know, Luxor for Philadelphia?
No, it just meant. Mentioned the city of Babylon, okay, and it would never exist.
Now, how did you
again.
Figure out that it was New York City?
Because it talks about, if you get the new printing, see, my family deciphered the Bible for King James, okay?
I'm not going to do
and
that. You're just going to have to answer the question.
It had to be redone, because in my family history, it tells about they didn't understand a lot of the Greek, the Aramaic, and the Hebrew, so they had to go back to the original scriptures, and now we've got the true scriptures, okay?
How does but you haven't answered the question. How do you figure out that it's New York City?
Because of what it says about the place, and you'll figure it out yourself.
Well, what does it say? You're going to have to tell us.
It tells you about the musicians will never be there. It's a place where people sold a lot of stuff.
Well, they have musicians everywhere.
It describes it a lot.
They have selling going on in every city around the world.
It talks about the water that it sits on, okay, and all this, but it will be New York City. But anyway.
When is it going to happen? In 2012, you said?
2012.
So you're saying Paula's prediction. Somebody mark this down.
They know it's
somebody
out there
go to the
already.
Wiki, the Free
no,
Talk
they
Live
know it's
wiki.
Out there. They know
Hold
it's
on, Paula. We need to make sure that we make a note of this. That you've got your own page on the Free Talk Live wiki. I don't know if you know that, but our listeners, they
like
Paula page. So somebody needs to go and write down Paula's prediction. Sometime in 2012, New York City will be wiped off the map by an evil asteroid that some angel has flung at it from far, far away.
Yeah, right. But anyway, this is supposed to happen, and this
Those
is why they've talked
aim,
about 2012 the way they have. But anyway, the thing is, I'm going
What are you
going to
do?
Else.
I mean, now how is that going to affect you in Florida? It's not, right? I mean, it's just that, New York City be wiped off the map, and everything's going to go
well,
on.
Well, they
news.
Say there's things that are beginning to happen, okay? I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but it was on Coast to Coast.
Tell me, it's credible. It's on Coast to Coast.
Anyway, they explained there's something is happening out in space now. They said that they believe that we're going to start losing our magnetic field.
Are you sure you aren't listening to a Coast to Coast from 1995 with Art Bell?
This is in Matthew 24 also.
Matthew says something about magnetic fields?
Okay, we're going to lose it because they said something
Depends
happened
on the
to the sun. Yeah. And they said it's not putting out like it used to.
Really?
Yeah, and they said that we will lose our magnetic field because we will move more towards the Milky Way. And it tells
we're
you in Matthew 24 that the Earth is going to pass away.
It's going to pass. Okay. All right. So it's going
to
get too cold? Is that the idea? The sun's going to kind of burn out and we're going to freeze to death?
Well,
they said the Earth will just, like Matthew says, it will pass away. The Earth will pass away.
Will we have enough time to build a giant ark?
We don't need an ark, okay? The thing is, we will leave here. In my fact, there's something
Let me bring,
so,
Paula, we've got a call that somebody wants to call and talk to you. I think he wants to talk to you at least. Let's bring Steve on, listening in Charleston to WSCFM. Steve, you're on with Paula. I didn't know if you wanted to talk to her, but she's here with you.
That's fine.
What did you have to say to Paula? Anything?
The Bible also says not to date set, that it's profoundly wrong.
Well, profoundly wrong? I heard that no man knows the hour or the day, and that, it's just a waste of time.
That is true. We are not. Jesus didn't even know
the time in which he was going to come back.
But Jesus was God, right?
Jesus is God.
Then how would he not know?
It's a triune God. You've got Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, I know they came up with that that doctrine in the Middle Ages, but I'm not of the opinion. I think God is God. I'm a Unitarian. The Trinitarians they took over. They won that little war. I'll admit that. But the how can Jesus be God and then not know when
God not make up his mind? I mean, can't he just leave that to?
I guess you're right. He could. Well, I don't know. Whatever.
So what do you think about this whole end of the world?
I'm not going to pretend that I know everything, but, what I do know is date setting is wrong. Just live your life and don't worry about when the end comes. We're not going to be able to stop it anyway.
We have Paula back on. Paula, you dropped off for a moment there. Steve in Charleston says that you should not date set. That's what the Bible says.
I'm just saying that this has been dated, okay? I mean, it's in the information if you want to get it. You can go to ancientmanuscripts.com.
What happens to people that date set, Steve? Are they punished somehow? Is Paula suffer?
Well, no, it's just... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm just saying that this is information that is there, okay? And you can
on
get
some
it.
Website, yeah.
And this is
so according to a website.
He's the one that helped make the movie The Passion with Mel Gibson.
Oh, okay.
And anyway, he has the whole history of everything, okay, of the family, everything. And it's an awesome website.
So it doesn't bother you? Is somebody not in the family? Is there a race of people that aren't in this this family?
Hey,
you're
we're all family. Huh? We're all Jacob's kids, okay?
I don't know. I don't know who he is.
Hold on.
My dad's name
is
Robert.
Jacob had a brother. Did all those people die off?
Okay, let me explain something. Well,
we don't have time for it, Paula. We don't have time for it. Just a real quick question.
Go to ancientmanuscripts.com.
All right,
you'll get a lot of information.
You know what? Whoever owns that website needs to buy some damn advertising. Paula, I have a question for you based on what Steve said. Now, look, I'm just a pantheist out here. I'm not into all this religious stuff that you're talking about, but so I'm just trying to understand it. Steve is telling me that you should not set dates, and the Bible says that, but you're out there setting dates. Doesn't that bother you, Paula?
Not setting it. It was there.
But you're promoting it. I mean, you're talking about it.
No, I'm just saying it was there. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not saying that she is the one setting the date. A lot of denominations of Christianity try this. The Jehovah's Witness have tried it many times. And, you're not going to be sent to hell for it. You're just going to be embarrassed.
I'm just saying it was there. That's all I'm saying. I didn't do it. It was already there.
Hey, Steve, thanks for the call. And Paula, thank you as always.
He's right. The Jehovah's Witnesses said Jesus already came back in like 1918 or something.
Where is he?
Well, maybe he's George Bush. He's the decider.
800-259-9231. You can take control. Maybe he was David Koresh. Oh, that would have been a mistake.
Shoot,
huh?
We killed Jesus.
More coming up. Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control even in these remaining moments of the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, help us get on the radio around the country, help more internet listeners find the show, you can become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It costs you $3 a month. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. We give all that to you if you pony up $3 a month via any major credit card, PayPal, or some of our alternative options. Get all the details and get signed up and help us out. Help us get Free Talk Live into more ears around the country and around the world. Go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls. Troy is on the line in Oregon. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just caught the tail end of something you were saying about the ludicrousness of the Great Flood and all of that. And I'm not a believer that there's any given date and time that we would ever find the end of the world. It could be now, could be 1,000 years from now. But I am actually pretty fundamental in my faith, so I wanted to chat with you on something.
Okay.
What drives your ethical dilemmas in daily life? What, for instance, you sound a little bit, you said you're a pantheist. I'm not totally sure what that means, but I'm guessing you're not, you're a bit of an atheist.
There's two people on this show. My name is Ian, and I was an atheist as of, well, I don't know, a few years back, and I discovered the sort of the pantheistic viewpoint. And Mark, you've been in it for a little while longer, or something similar. Can you describe how you would describe
it? I believe there's a God. I believe he loves you, and I believe we're each a part of him.
I wouldn't answer it that way. I would say that the pantheistic viewpoint suggests that everyone is, if you want to use the term God, that everyone is essentially a piece of God, that there is no one entity, there's no monotheistic entity out there that's deciding what is right and what is wrong. Does that make sense?
Okay, great. Yeah, I understand. So let me ask you something. Do you believe the world is rapidly starting to overpopulate, right?
Nope.
You don't think that?
No.
Not at all.
Okay, well,
there's no evidence for that whatsoever.
Right. I mean, I tend to agree, except for the people who put forth, particularly the diehard atheists, put forth that we are overpopulated, and it's the, they use the same formula, parabolic formula of radioactive growth and decay. It grows, our population growth is exponential, so it's going to outpace us eventually, as they put it. And so what I guess I can't really challenge it, because you believe in some sort of higher belief outside yourself. But what I was going to say was...
Well, no, I actually believe in myself and my fellow man, and I believe in the marketplace and freedom and the voluntary interaction of individuals, and I believe that in a free marketplace, the people in search of profit can solve any problem. So if population is on the increase, marketplaces can absorb that and scale up as necessary. There is no lack of resources out
there. I don't believe
there.
God will do anything about any natural disasters. I think that he sort of care less about that kind of thing. However, am the Messiah, in my belief.
Nuked China.
What's this?
What I was going to chuck your question out there. What if we just nuked China?
That would be violent, and that would be wrong.
It's bad.
Be wrong.
It's wrong to hurt your fellow man. Yeah. Don't you agree?
Oh, I do agree. I'm playing devil's advocate. Why? Why is it wrong?
Oh, I see. Because because God must have made what's right and what's wrong, right? No, because what's right and what's wrong is essentially what you would want done to yourself. Essentially, right. The golden rule. Having put the golden rule.
Why would there be a golden rule? Why is there a golden rule?
Because somebody wrote it down and they expressed what a system that really really works well.
What was the platinum rule though? The golden rule doesn't always work though, because if you're a sadist, then it doesn't really pan out in that.
But if it's best for all of us, if we were to decrease the population by 2 billion, that's 2 billion less mouths.
Yeah, but those people are nuts to believe that we should decrease the population. A person that believes that the population should be decreased should kill themselves tonight.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. Look,
but that wouldn't be enough. That would only be one less mouth.
The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. So go out there if you believe in the population needs to be culled. Go out there and jump in front of a
Gandhi
bus.
Gandhi said to be the change you want to see in the world. So
somebody's got to take the first step.
There's no shortage of food in this world. If people are having trouble getting food, it's because they're being ruled over by despotic governments who are controlling the food that would normally be getting to their mouths. So there are plenty of mouths to feed and more than enough food to put into it. So to suggest that there's any overpopulation is absurd.
Right. So let me say this. If there is no God in control, don't these despotic governments need to be in control? Because then the mob would be if they weren't.
That's what they are. They are the mob.
No, wait. If the government wasn't there, a gang would be in charge, right?
Well, the gang would be another government, wouldn't it?
No, the gang would be the government.
That's right.
The government that we have is, in fact, a gang. So there you go.
Right.
Proof positive that we don't need the government.
Right, it's the government that's dropping bombs on people. It's the
right.
government that's destroying lives. It's the government that's harming people and throwing
them
in jail.
Far worse than any gang.
Yeah, the government is. I mean, if anything is ungodly on this planet, it's the government. No doubt about that.
I tend to agree with that as well. The point I was trying to make. Well, first of all, I'll tell you, I really do appreciate your show. You're willing to take on a lot of more interesting stuff than the usual talk radio.
Thank you.
It's pretty cool. I was more or less trying to point out the flawed logic of the atheist, and you know, there's nothing wrong with people being part of the kook fringe. I mean, if it gives them their faith or their hope, They're just as much free to believe that.
Oh, you can believe whatever kind of crackpottery you want to believe. As long as you don't force it upon another person, then I don't care. It doesn't. It's none of my damn business. But as soon as you start to create, you know, use the government apparatus to force your belief system down someone else's throats, then, or, you know, extract money from them to support your viewpoint, then you're going to come up against my opposition at that point.
Sure. Now, here's the thing, but what faith or religion, or lack thereof, should a government be? Because
there should be no government. There should only be individuals voluntarily consenting to interact with one another, and there's no need for a coercive state.
And the Lord said to him, "Listen not to all the people are saying to you, it is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me."
What are you quoting
right.
Bible verses?
As their king. God says that you should have no king. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, an elected leader is just as much a king. God says that he'll take a tenth of your flocks, and you yourselves will be as his slaves, and the Lord will not answer you on that day. God hates
kings. I'm actually about to set up for church. I've got to run.
Hey, Troy, are you listening in Medford? There on KMED?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. My board op didn't get that information. I was just curious. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate you coming in here and challenging us. I certainly appreciate that.
God warned his people against having a government like a king. He warned them government will make you a slave, and it has.
Yeah, even if it's democratically decided.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter how you get your king, and it doesn't matter how many people are your king. A king is a king.
Philip in Arizona is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Philip.
Hello?
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I'd like to ask one quick question before.
Yeah.
Anything. You were talking about the two things that send people to this website. It's iTunes and what else?
Free Talk Live's two top internet, essentially recruiting new listeners, the two top internet things are iTunes and PodcastAlley.com.
Okay, what is the vestibule rank on that list?
Nobody's mentioned the vestibule. However, they've been a lot of fun.
We've gotten some new listeners, I'm sure, from the vestibule. I don't know how many of them, and it's a good question. And I don't, you know what I don't understand about the vestibule, which, by the way, for those that don't know, it's an internet forum. How in the hell does anyone follow what goes on there? It's the busiest damn internet forum I've ever seen. You go on the vestibule, and there's like 100 posts a minute. You couldn't possibly follow it. Can you explain that to me?
Well, most of it is crap. You just got to find the good stuff to read.
Sounds like the problem we have with the Free Talk Live BBS, so I can certainly relate to that. But, man, by the time you clicked to the next page, there have already been another 50 posts. It's just pretty amazing that you guys can handle that, and more power to you, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will join you again on Monday night. If you, again, have missed a moment of the program, join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab as many archives as you can handle, because we've got a whole bunch of them there and a lot of other stuff for you to get involved with. Mention the BBS and other things, all totally free. So enjoy all that in the meantime between now and Monday. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you online at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever...